Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Wise men say only fools rush in.
How would you dance to that? Well, we're into the swing of wedding season, and it's time to talk about the first dance. Are people all on board with the professional routine, or would you rather your first dance moves weren't the centre of attention on the big day? Well, Christina Offit from justdance.ie is with me on the programme. Christina, do many couples go for professional lessons to learn a routine for their first dance?
Well, a number of couples do, certainly. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in business. But I think that the idea of a choreographed first wedding dance came from the United States, and I think it gained popularity a few years ago with the viral videos that you would see on YouTube.
So that's us trying to recreate the US maybe prom kind of date routine.
I do have some couples that certainly would go down that route, but most of my couples, really, it's more about just giving them just the basic skills, so then they can go out and they can have their first dance, and they understand what maybe dance position is. I give them some ideas about leading and following, because. Which is quite important, because you don't want to have two drivers out there.
I'm sure we all think we're great dancers here, Christina, do we?
No. In fact, I say that, most of my couples that get in contact with me, and I am talking about the ones where, they might be getting married in maybe, 3 or 4 weeks' time, and it's just like suddenly it's the idea of, oh my God, we're going to be on a dance floor. And everybody's going to be looking at us.
And we
have no idea what to do.
We don't really do slow dancing here.
Yeah, and you know what? That was something that I was raised with. Any disco that I would go to, we'd at least have a couple of slow songs that we danced to. What I found was that when I started teaching my wedding couples, they go, we've never had a slow dance in our lives.
You'd run a mile from it.
Yeah,
most of the weddings that I can remember, and I'm not a good dancer. I kind of think I am at about 2 a.m, but typically I'm not. But it's most of that kind of just shuffling of the feet from side to side that goes on. Is that how people present to you?
Usually it's just that they're just kind of a little bit. They just don't even know where to even start, So I mean, luckily they would have usually the idea of the shuffle, and I actually use that shuffle, quote unquote, probably for a basic, movement to do, and then build something around that, because that's something that they already have, but it's just about just teaching them also. How to remain in contact with each other, through the dance position, and then give them fun moves, underarm turns and things that would look nice.
Yeah, the kind of the lie back, sort of the, I don't even know what it is. I'm not the kind of dirty dance and run and jump thing, but just something
something that's useful.
Yeah, a little bit.
And looks lovely and isn't too complex. Obviously then I do have some students that, they really want to make a performance, and that's fantastic, and that's so fun to put together with them.
How many people roughly, Christina, are we talking large numbers that are going in looking for lessons?
I think that there are quite a number of couples that do.
Yeah.
Yes. Because certainly, firstdance.ie, we teach couples, but I do know that there's other teachers out there that also teach. So yes, I think that quite a few couples. I wouldn't say most, but certainly quite a few couples do have some lessons for their first dance to get prepared.
Yeah. Well, listen, I would love to chat to people today who went and had a proper professional choreographed routine for their first dance at their wedding. I'd love to chat to somebody on the programme today. 53106, that's the number to text us. Christina Offit from justdance.ie, choreographer. Christina, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme today. Coming up in a few moments' time, we're going to be chatting about, look, the friend stories. There's still more and more of them coming in. But I'm also going to be talking to Michael Walsh. And you might remember Michael. He spoke to us here on the programme a couple of months back when his cousin, Tom Nyland, was left basically on a life support following a burglary that had happened at his home. And reading actually in the papers today that it would appear that Tom Nyland is making a recovery. So we're going to be chatting to his cousin Michael next.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.